How long left now, Gina?
Another couple of minutes here, Alan, and the pressure is mounting here. We're trying to keep calm, aren't we? But we're not succeeding.
You'll just hope they don't hold up 5 minutes or something on them.
I don't think I could stand it, Alan.
Devine's got clear, he's hooked it forward, and the ball is just going to be cleared away from the goal. The goalkeeper was out, but it just didn't go goalwards enough. As Emblem, yes, it hit him on the arm, no doubt. Gurnav Singh, spot on right there. Free kick to Lincoln. Terry Gibson yelling his head off. He won't be able to speak. Yelling his head off. Big Terry Evans. If Terry Evans could get on, he would do. Taylor's got to come. He's got it brilliantly, Martin Taylor. Steve Brown's going to lash this one away. And he does so right down the ground to Sean Devine. Devine holds it up on his chest. He's got McSporran with him. Can he retrieve the ball? He's almost lost it again, Devine. He has lost it. There's so many Lincoln players around him. And again, they've cleared it down the ground. Forsyth there, but it's come for Lee Thorpe. Right in this right-hand side for Lincoln. Dangerous minutes forward. The ball's crossed to the far stick. Lawrence does the right thing and heads it away. And it's a corner for Lincoln. But that was exactly the right thing to do by Matt Lawrence. The ball was beyond Martin Taylor. He couldn't reach it. So, a corner for Lincoln. Very, very dangerous. Wickham must clear their lines. In the corner comes, headed away, but it's gone outside the area. Wickham stream outside the area. Carroll has got to shut Walling down. He does brilliantly. Flicked on, and the shot comes in. It's way over the top, and that's marvellous. Just marvellous. As 44 minutes show on the clock. A minute of normal time left as Loris Sanchez is asking Gibbo, Terry Gibson and Terry Evans how long there is left. He surely can't be seriously thinking of putting Mark Weston on somewhere. I can't believe he will. As Gina's getting quite excited now. 2 minutes, Gina. 2 minutes they've held up. So, that's what's left now for Wickham. They're 2 minutes from second division safety. As Emblem feeds this one over the top, it's too far for Devine to chase. It's gone out of play. And Emblem puts his hand up to say, well, terribly sorry, old boy. And that's what it means. 2 minutes, Gina, between us and second division safety.
It's going to be a long 2 minutes, Alan. The atmosphere is just terrific here, but it's going to be a long 2 minutes.
Bates puts his foot through that one high into the air. All Wickham need to do now is clear their lines. Brown's there, Ryan's there. Ryan heads it away, but it's dropped in the middle of the field for Walling. McSporran, to his great credit, is chasing everything. He's got fresh legs. He's come on. The ball's gone out of play. It's a Wickham throw. Good stuff, indicated by Gurnav Singh. Almost 46 minutes gone. Loris Sanchez can't stand it. I don't know what he must feel there. He's missed a rice call, and he's wandering about. Look, the tension inside that man.
I don't know how much tension he's got in there, but he's almost not looking at the field of play now. But he's just looking over there now. He must feel so pleased with himself. Let's just hope we can hold on.
He's looking at the watch, and my goodness me, we'll have a quick word with Mark Austin after the game, because if Wickham do make it, it's going to mean such a lot to him. As the ball headed away by Ryan, Emblem, the goal scorer, feeds it on once more. But oh, and Emblem, that he's done. Oh, so irritatingly. Yeah. Oh, lucky. It's just when he put his foot in when there was no need, and suddenly put them on the attack.
I know. That's just what we don't need, Alan. Not at this particular point. But another clear offside decision there.
Oh, you've been good this afternoon. How much you've been excellent. You haven't missed one.
I haven't missed one offside decision here, Alan.
Oh, I'd publicly take back what I said about ladies and offside. I really will. You've done well.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right, Jamie Bates is about to take this free kick for Wickham. Sends it high down the ground. McSporran's offside. That's all right. No problem. The ball has bounces away. Let's have a look at the clock, Gina. It says 47 on our clock. It says 47. To me, 2 and 45 make 47 as Vaughan takes this kick down the ground. Bates tries to head it away, but he's gone for a goal kick to Wickham Wanderers. And when Martin Taylor takes that, you never know. That could be the last kick of the game. Unbelievable. Really is. As the clock now shows almost, well, over 47 and a half have been played. And there's going to be a fantastic party here if he blows this whistle when this kick comes in. It does, high into the air. David Carroll's underneath it. Lawrence smashes it down the ground, away from the Wickham goal. McSporran's on the chase. Mr. Singh looks at his watch once more. McSporran gets away from Barnett. McSporran smashes the ball right outside the ground. Mr. Singh looks at his watch. He says to Keith Ryan, it must be all over. I think Mr. Singh has nodded that it is. But now we've got to wait, and Laurie Sanchez is not happy. Come on, referee, look at the watch, he's saying to him. Gurnam Singh's looking at it. We played way over time. 48 minutes gone. If you people back in Wickham are having apoplexy, what do you think it's like for us here? It's unbelievable. As Laurie Sanchez is really going through torment down on them, absolutely through torment. It's all over! Wickham are in the second division next season! It's a fantastic result by the Blues! Brilliant! Alan Davis from Verco's here. Alan, what about that?
Is that something to behold? That really is a truly wonderful performance. Beautiful turnout, wonderful result.
Mark Austin, I know this is going to mean a lot to you, the fact that Wickham do not get relegated.
It means a lot to me, and I'm so pleased for Laurie Sanchez. He's really come in and turned this club right around. Full credit to him and all the lads. What a great battle it was today. And didn't they perform for 90 minutes? And that's what's won us the game, Alan.
Yeah, and Gina, you thoroughly enjoyed that.
Absolutely marvellous, Alan. That was a brilliant game, brilliant atmosphere, and a great result. Wickham, you watch out for Wickham next season.
Yeah, in the end, we didn't think we were going to get a goal, but when it came, only going to be one winner.
Absolutely. Well, we were marvellous all the way through, Alan. I never doubted we'd win that one.
Great, well done. Thanks for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I certainly have, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Well, with that, then, fantastic news here. Wickham Wanderers have won by a goal to nil, and the Lincoln fans, to their credit, are going over to the Wickham fans and applauding. That is absolutely brilliant. That really is brilliant. They're lining up on the pitch here, all the Lincoln fans, and applauding the Wickham fans. And that really is wonderful to see, Gina.
Absolutely. It's looking good. I hope it's a good atmosphere, and I hope this atmosphere continues.
Well, people shaking hands, and we don't see any fists flying. And that really is, this is a good scene. I think the Lincoln fans are applauding the Wickham fans. No, you don't agree?
I'm not sure at the moment, Alan. I just like them to disperse and let our lot enjoy it, because their fans have been, today, for me, absolutely fantastic, and the best away travel, I think, since we were at Wembley with Preston.
Yeah, I know, this is a bigger turnout than probably we had at Carlisle in our opening game of the season, but it's a wonderful effort by everybody. Most of all, Laurie Sanchez. Those of us who have had the pleasure of working closely with Laurie, he's Mr. Ice Cool. He doesn't give too much away, but he knows exactly what's going on all the time. And he's brought Wickham now up to safety. It's a fantastic achievement. And this is equal to winning the league.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. It couldn't be a better feeling, Alan. It's just been a brilliant afternoon, and it's just a fantastic feeling.
And I think in some respects, Martin O'Neill said to me the other day when I was with him, he said, if Sanch keeps you up, it'll be equal to anything I've done there.
I think that, can't say anything from what Martin did, but the thing about Laurie Sanchez, he's done it for Wickham Wanderers in such a short space of time, and he deserves the credit for what he's done. And Martin deserves the credit for what he's done. We're now with Laurie Sanchez, and I think he's going to take us a long way, Alan.
Yep, I thought I'd go along with that, I really do. The players are with him, they all want to play for him, and it really is the most wonderful scenes here as the Lincoln fans disperse. There hasn't been any trouble, and it looks to be working out quite fine here. But the Wickham fans have been absolutely sensational. The final score, Lincoln City 0, Wickham Wanderers 1. You heard it all, every moment of it, every kick, everything exclusively live on 1170. Our thanks to the sponsors, Diane, who we didn't mention to us this afternoon. Apologies to them. The tenseness got to me completely. But it's great news for Wickham Wanderers. They will be members of the second division next season. Lincoln 0, Wickham 1. With that, we return you to the studios of 1170 in High Wycombe.